time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Robbie Jensen. He is the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties. We're going to talk about some of the new things that are going on now with the switch to green, things that are going to go on at the Senior Citizen Centers in Carbon County, and what they're getting ready to do over in Emery County as well. Robbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So with the shift to green, what does that mean for Carbon County?
Sure. So for Carbon County, obviously going green doesn't mean all restrictions are lifted. However, we are able to have seniors in the centers again for lunch. So opened up things Monday through Thursday, 11 to 1. Seniors can come in and come into the center and actually eat in the center.
So the only thing is there's still going to be, guidelines will still be in place, correct?
Oh, for sure. So guidelines, what we are doing, everyone still needs to wear a mask, and we are taking everyone's temperature at the door. So if you have a temperature over 100, we're asking that you not come in to the center, wait until that fever's gone down. And if you are uncomfortable wearing a mask or just want to wait until you feel more comfortable, please, by all means, don't come to the center until you feel comfortable. We'll still be doing curbside meals, so you can come through, pick up a curbside meal. We still have Meals on Wheels that are available for everyone that is 60 and older. So we have some options out there, but for those that have been waiting to come into the center, that is now open 11 to 1, Monday through Thursday. And as long as you're wearing a mask and are willing to get your temperature taken, you're more than welcome to come in, but no activities yet at this point.
Come on in, just for the social aspect alone. Come on in.
Exactly. And obviously, we're still social distancing inside, so instead of a table of five or six people around, it's just going to be two, and everybody's spread out, but it's still a good time to come out and at least see everyone that you haven't been able to see.
Okay, and so everything else is still, like you said, is still going to be in place. Curbside meals are still going to be offered if people just don't feel comfortable coming in still. And Meals on Wheels is also in place. And you're still doing the, if they just don't feel comfortable coming in or leaving the house, Meals on Wheels is still an option for just about anybody?
Just about anybody. That's correct. So right now with Meals on Wheels, we have a process. They have to fill or be able to meet the requirements in order to get Meals on Wheels. Those have been waived right now during COVID. So anyone that is 60 and older that would like to receive a meal in their home, while restrictions are in place until we're able to get transportation and things going again, those restrictions are waived. So anybody can get a mobile meal or pick up a curbside meal.
And that was going to be my next question. So buses are not running yet.
Correct. So we kind of set up a four-phase guidelines, I guess, if you will, for the senior centers. Phase one, opening for the meals. And right now, we're still packaging everything as if everyone is taking a mobile meal or a curbside meal home. And if things, no problems arise from that, then we'll start with a modified buffet. So we'll have trays and real utensils and everything for everyone. Phase two, then, will be activities to reopen. We're not opening all of the activities up at once. You have different restrictions for, say, the quilters than you would for those that want to come and exercise or line dance. So phase two, those are activities reopening. We'll open activities up as we assess the risk levels. Phase three will be buses running for lunch and appointments. And then phase four will be back to our regular hours activities with no restrictions. And I don't put a timeline to any of those things because who knows what might happen in the future. But for right now, yes, we are open for lunch, and they are welcome and able to come into the center and eat.
Okay. So that's what's going on in Carbon County. Let's talk for a moment about Emory County, because Emory County's actually been green since June.
Yes.
So you said things are a little different in Emory County.
They are. So we're actually starting to go into phase two with Emory County. So we're starting to open up the activities down there. And for those that don't realize, Emory County is very different as far as their senior services go than Carbon County. So we have five different centers in Emory County. So they're much smaller. We have much smaller groups that are meeting. And so our activities, therefore, we don't have as big of a turnout for some of those different activities. So we're opening things. Bingo will be back and open. We have a line dancing group that meets in most of the centers. And again, they're usually only about 12 people that meet in those groups instead of the 30 or so that we are seeing over here. So we're going to be opening up activities, and then the bus will reopen after that. So we're on phase two in Emory County, looking to open up buses here in the next few weeks.
And once again, it's because Emory County went green in June, like we were saying. So they're ahead as far as that is concerned.
Correct. And if we start to see numbers starting to jump in Carbon or Emory counties, those phases, it will just take longer to open up some of those other activities and move on to the different phases.
And that's something that we don't want to see, but it is possible that we may have to take a step back.
Exactly. And it's all for the safety of the seniors. We just want to make sure everybody is safe and healthy. And if it takes a little bit longer for that, then I think that's better in the long run for sure.
Most definitely. All right, Robbie. So if anybody has any questions or anything on these, who do they need to call or get a hold of out there to just kind of have some of their questions answered?
Certainly. So Carbon County Senior Center, they can call the center at 636-3202. Or they can call if they live in East Carbon, the East Carbon Center is 888-2194. So okay. They can give either of those numbers a call, and we can answer any questions that they have there.
All right. So slowly getting open on our senior centers, and you have a place to go to lunch now, at least, right?
Exactly. And it's so nice to see seniors starting to come back in, and we get to visit with them. We have some seniors that we still can't give hugs or handshakes or anything like we used to, but it's nice to be able to see their smiling faces and be able to talk with the seniors again.
Get them back out of the house. Okay, exactly. Robbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Anytime. That's Robbie Jensen. He's the Director of Aging with Carbon and Emory Counties. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, koalitv.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.